Welcome to Your Five for today. I'm sure you've noticed that children naturally love to climb trees. If they find a tree with numerous branches that is accessible to climb, they'll start their ascent to explore the heights above. Some children find the shelter of a tree makes a great place to hide out and be alone. Most children find climbing fun and strive to accomplish reaching the highest point possible to view the world around them. Peer pressure, excitement, and the feeling of achievement often motivates children to accept challenges and climb trees. Sometimes it can be more frightening climbing down a tree than climbing up one. Some trees are more difficult than others. Tree climbing enthusiasts mention oaks and maples, but few talk about the non-deciduous miff tree. They are one of the easiest trees to climb up, but the descent is particularly challenging. Much intestinal fortitude is required, but miff tree climbers report a similar experience when they do complete the descent and hit the ground. Much relief. Martha and Mary were busy preparing a meal for the Lord. Mary left the kitchen to sit at Jesus' feet to enjoy the richness of his presence. But Martha was frantically working. The broccoli could never be mushy for our Lord. Napkins had to be folded, cutlery had to be polished, and the pot should be washed and out of sight before the dining began. Martha was scurrying around while her sister was crouched at his feet, doing nothing. While Mary crouched, Martha climbed. Higher up the miff tree, Martha climbed. "I do everything around here. Everybody thinks she's so great. Doesn't anybody see the work I do? Not even the master cares about my work. Mary gets all the attention." And with such thoughts, Martha stormed into the room. Did she have her hands on her hips and her feet firmly planted on the floor when she said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister left me in the kitchen alone to get all this meal ready? Tell her to get up off the floor and make herself useful." Very gently, Jesus rebuked Martha and encouraged her to come down out of the miff tree. She was up dangerously high and perilously out on a limb. He said, "Martha, Martha, you are careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her." If that was the end of the story, you might wonder if Martha ever made the descent. But the story ends beautifully. A little later, Jesus and his disciples gather for another meal. There's quite a crowd of them waiting to be fed. Where's that Martha? Was she hiding upstairs with the door closed, sitting on her hands, swinging her legs with that pouty look, muttering to herself, "No one appreciates me"? Their stomachs can growl and howl, but I'm not budging. No longer up any miff tree whatsoever, the Lord and the disciples gathered for a meal, and John recorded this absolutely beautiful standalone phrase, "And Martha served." John later said that if everything was written that should be written about Jesus, he supposed not even the world could contain all the books. If that's the case, and if space was so valuable and some things were left out, why was it so important to make room for those three words, "And Martha served"? Because serving others is important to the Lord. But could there be another reason why the phrase "and Martha served" was important enough to include in the scriptures? Well, of course, it's the rest of the story. Without that phrase, we might think Martha never extricated herself from branches of the miff tree. Many don't, but Martha did, and we see her happily serving the Lord again in the kitchen. If you're up the miff tree, swallow hard. Make haste and come down quickly. You'll never be happy or useful again until you climb down from the miff tree with its branches filled with bitter sap. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.